A new report by the Citizens Research Council of Michigan finds that recent increases in funding to K-12 education have not resulted in more dollars in the classroom. The CRC report considers factors such as inflation, the loss of temporary federal stimulus money, and growth in contributions to the Michigan Public School Employee Retirement System, also known as MPSRS. Bob Schneider is Director of State Affairs for the Citizens Research Council of Michigan.
State funding has definitely gone up in recent years. Much of that funding has been either to, one, meet these new MPSRS costs that are escalating due to large market losses that we experienced several years back during the downturn, and two, to replace the federal funding that provided a temporary stimulus for school funding in earlier years. So is state funding going up? Yes, but is the overall level of funding going up to schools in terms of what's getting to the classroom? That's where the schools have been a little more constrained with their revenues.
That federal stimulus money came in 2009, shortly after the financial meltdown in 2008. Of course, that financial meltdown exacerbated some of the problems with MPSRS. Was that stimulus money not enough to offset then the effects of the financial crisis?
It actually came before we felt the full effects of the financial crisis. Because of the way the retirement system is structured in terms of its valuations, our big losses were in 2008 and 2009, but there's an annual valuation that basically trues up the pension system to say, okay, well, how much do we need now to contribute because of our experience from the prior year? There's a little bit of a lag before that hits retirement contributions for the schools. So the 2008 losses, for instance, weren't recognized until the valuation, which occurred in the summer of 2009, and that came out at the time the budget was being worked on for fiscal year 2010. So there's about a couple-year lag in the time that we experience losses in the market and we recognize them in school contributions. So, in effect, the federal stimulus funding helped fill a revenue gap at the state level for schools in 2009, 2010, 2011. We really didn't start seeing the full effects of those losses to the schools in terms of MPSRS until roughly the time the stimulus went away in 2011, 2012, and it's ongoing now as contributions from the schools continue to rise.
So is there a good way of kind of piecing out here how much of this cut in funding on a basis adjusted for inflation can be traced to the short-term problems like the economy, and how much of it can be traced to more longer-term structural problems that Michigan faces?
The main element that we were looking at in our study were these MPSRS costs, and the state has taken some action in 2012 to help address those costs in the future.
Schneider says that includes requiring state employees to pay higher contributions to their pension or move out of a defined benefit system into a defined contribution plan. The House Fiscal Agency has found that those changes will have some short-term benefit. But Schneider says large losses from 2008 and 2009 are still being factored into the costs of MPSRS.
There's a smoothing process by which we recognize losses over a five-year period. So those negative losses from 2008 and 2009 are essentially still being slowly factored into the MPSRS valuations. And so this problem, other than these short-run savings, which will help, these problems will still exist for schools until the markets can make up some ground, which fortunately appears to be happening this year and hopefully maybe will continue in the future. But despite some of the reforms, which will help keep the problem from getting worse for schools, the degradation of the per pupil revenues to the schools through these higher MPSRS contributions will probably be with us for quite some time.
You say those losses are still being slowly factored in. Now, do the gains that we've seen in the stock market also get factored in slowly, or does that mean that so there's also some lag then on that sort of evening things out?
Yes, there is indeed under normal procedures, those would also slowly get factored into the valuation of the pension fund assets rather than all at once. Now, there have been times in the past where the state has found it advantageous to what they call mark to market, which is basically saying, okay, we're going to suspend the smoothing process and re-up right now. The market value of the pension assets are going to be what we're going to count as our actuarial value of the assets. And if the market goes up enough, there's always a chance the state will choose to mark to market and recognize those gains right away. But we're still factoring in some of those severe losses, so the market will have to go up pretty significantly before that becomes real advantageous to the state.
Bob Schneider is Director of State Affairs for the Citizens Research Council of Michigan. A link to their report on funding for public education can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.